With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Many Democrats still claim the U.S. airstrikes on Iran's nuclear sites did not actually destroy the facilities. But Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Tom Cotton says people who really feel that way need to Google comments made by world's top experts.
They all, in the last couple of weeks, have used words like catastrophic damage, effectively destroyed, severely degraded.
Arkansas Republican lawmaker says the world will be watching if Iran, as expected, attempts to revive its demolished nuclear weapons program. Surrogates speak out about a California couple under investigation after 21 children in their care have been removed.
Police and the FBI are investigating an Arcadia, California couple who were found to have 21 children, most between the ages of 1 and 3, born through surrogates in their custody. Several women have now come forward saying the couple aggressively pursued them or misled them in the surrogacy process, including not fulfilling payment obligations and not being present for births. The couple told police they wanted a large family and produced what appeared to be legitimate birth certificates. I'm Julie Walker.
Trump administration imposing new restrictions on flights from Mexico and threatened to end longstanding partnership between Delta Airlines and Aeromexico. It's in response to limits the Mexican government placed on passenger and cargo flights into Mexico City several years ago. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has been ordered to wear an ankle monitor as federal police conducting searches at his home and headquarters. He's facing trial at the Supreme Court for allegedly leading a coup to overturn the 2022 election. SRN News. Well, a look at what teenagers are saying today about social media.
Adults have been worried about TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, etc. for some time, and apparently with good reason. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 48% of teens believe that social media is having a negative effect on them and their peers, while nearly half admit they spend far too much time on it. Experts have been warning for years that such platforms introduce kids to pornography, erode their self-esteem, and make them anxious. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Disturbing news study from the Anti-Defamation League finds 25% of Americans believe the recent surge in attacks on Jews in this country is, quote, understandable. Anti-Semitism spiked around the world after the 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. 40% say that attacks on Jews would stop if Israel were to halt its efforts to remove Hamas from the Gaza Strip. This is SRN News. A new IRS commissioner.
Former Missouri Congressman Billy Long has been sworn in as IRS commissioner. He's pledged to improve the agency's culture. Long once advocated for abolishing the IRS. He was confirmed by the Senate last month, despite Democratic concerns over his ties to a tax credit scheme and campaign contributions linked to his nomination. Critics say he lacks tax administration experience. Long's appointment follows a trend of Trump appointees leading agencies that they previously either criticized or have sought to dismantle. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Entrepreneurs in South Sudan turning discarded tires into affordable footwear. As the country faces economic problems, shoemakers say demand for the durable sandals has surged. Each pair runs about $4. More details at srnnews.com.